Despite the bad reviews it got.
Well, it's certainly bad. I mean, FearNet liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Margaret and David gave it 1 and 1.5.
Yeah, that's generally a good sign.
Anyway, Caroline and I went to see
What We Do in the Shadows,
a New Zealand film about vampires.
And werewolves and zombies.
And werewolves and zombies.
Okay, but predominantly bad.
Witches, it's got witches.
Look, let's be fair. It was allegedly a government-sponsored documentary about
vampires
who are flatting together in Wellington.
Yes.
It
would make it a mockumentary, yes.
A mockumentary, yep. And they gave the cameraman garlic chains, didn't they?
And promised not to eat them.
So yeah. It was very good. Very nice of them.
Yes. And it was apparently an extension of a short film that they'd done earlier.
I know nothing about this short film. I was just looking forward to this film because Taika Waititi is better known for a movie he did called Boy, which is a runaway success about 4 or 5 years ago. And Jermaine, of course, is from Flight of the Conchords, the other half of Flight of the Conchords.
Mm. There's a lot to be said for Flight of the Conchords. They were great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a very funny movie, I thought. And what was nice was that you had different kinds of vampires sharing the same flat. The oldest one of whom, who was Pieter, was 8,000 plus years.
He looked like it as well.
And he looked like the classic Nosferatu character, and he lived in a crypt in the basement, basically. and then the others were perhaps a little more modern.
Yeah, they were only 800 years old for Vladislav, and then the other two.
And Viago is just under 400, so relatively recent. Yes, the baby was the deacon, who was only 183. And of course, they had the attitudes of their times and dressed accordingly and spoke accordingly. Thank so it was quite fun.
For Peter.
Yes, he didn't say much.
And he couldn't really dress according to his time if it was 8,000 years ago.
Yeah, we're just thinking who's dressed at all.
He's quite scary looking.
Yes. Very scary looking.
Anyway, they all live in this flat in central Wellington that does look very much like a student flat in Wellington or Dunedin or one of the others.
Yes. And there's some cute gags as they go out on the town and they discover they can't get into nightclubs because they have to be invited in.
Yeah, I liked how it dealt with some of the vampire myths and reasons behind them and stuff. And, Viago was able to hypnotise people, but Deacon was too young, really, to have learnt that successfully.
And, of course, Vladislav has a bit of a reputation, obviously based on Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah, he's quite funny, his torture room.
Yes. And at one stage, one of the vampires gets their servant.
Yes.
Jackie.
To bring them some virgins for dinner. It was a very, very strange sequence.
Yeah, poor Jackie. It's quite funny. I like. They touched on some of the sillier things about vampires as well, about being bitten into the neck, but vampires always seem to miss that artery or be able to control that artery, but Deacon couldn't.
Hmm. So, worth catching. Some of the gags were predictable. My favourite was the bat fight.
Two vampires decide worth waiting for.
When they decide to fight, they turn into bats. And along the way, we meet some other denizens of the underworld, the magical underworld. Witches and werewolves, and all in all, an entertaining film. Nothing brilliant, but some nice gags.
Yeah.